This week, all the astrological attention is on the meeting of Jupiter and Uranus that happens on Saturday. It's the kind of meeting that only happens once every 14 years and only recurs in the same region of Zodiac every 83 years, so it's worth paying attention to. But how? One way is to approach it through the lens of the moon, which just facilitated awe and wonder in millions of people simultaneously when it cast itself in front of the sun, causing a total solar eclipse. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. The moon is like a best friend and confidant, showing us our best selves and in the best light, as though it were a magic mirror illumined by sun and stars. During an eclipse, the soft lunar filter is removed, and we see ourselves in different relationship with the cosmos. And then comes a meeting, like this one between Uranus and Jupiter. Jupiter is associated with wisdom, good fortune, abundance. Uranus with electricity, freedom, surprise, and change. If we look 9 months before and after this meeting, we find astronomical research portals. In July 2023, the moon was new among the stars of Gemini. In January 2025, the moon will be full in the exact same spot. It's like the moon is showing us something on either side of this week's meeting to ease the tension of surprise. So ask yourself, what was happening 9 months ago that was a clue to what's happening now? And also, what clues are here now that point to what's coming in the next 9 months? And then think of William Blake, who wrote, "To see a world in a grain of sand, and heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour." I'm Mary Stuart Adams.